This is the real secret of life, to be completely engaged with what you are doing in the here and now. And instead of calling it work, realize it is play. That is a quote by Alan Watts. This is episode 511 on the Hidden Why podcast, my solo rant, titled Wake Up. Hey, welcome to the Hidden Why podcast. Happy New Year. How the heck are you? I hope you're very well indeed. Guys, thank you for tuning into this episode. This episode is titled Wake Up, which I'll get to in a brief moment before I get there. But I just want to say, I hope you had a safe and happy Christmas and New Year's. I had a couple of weeks off myself, without the exception of my blog posts. I did have some downtime, which was really good. And now I'm ready, fired up to get into the new year. I've got a new adventure that I'm going on this year, but I'm still going to be delivering the same content on the Hidden Why podcast in a slightly different format. So just quickly to go over that format for those of you who haven't heard of my new format for the year yet, this is how it will look. I'll still be bringing you two interviews a week, so there'll be a full long form interview on the Monday being released, and that might be your Sunday depending on where you are in the world, and there'll be a solo rant like this one on the Wednesday. There'll also be a 30-minute power segment that I'll be doing every Friday, and then a book reflection again on the Saturday. So much the same, just a slightly shift in when the episodes are released, and there's the removal also of the 3-minute thought. So that's the schedule for this year. So guys, before we get into the year, it is that time of the year when a lot of us are setting resolutions, New Year's resolutions, which I recently wrote an article about. You can check that out at thehiddenwhy.com. I'll stick the link in the show notes. But we're setting New Year's resolutions, we've set our goals, we're ready to go, and we're all fired up. And what typically happens in the first few weeks, first few months even, we seem to lose track. We get cluttered, sidetracked, distracted. We fall back into the common patterns, behaviors, things that we're familiar with, and we forget those goals, and we end the year without completing those goals, and that's a bit of a shame, yeah? We start off with a really good intent, and that's where we want to finish. So I want to help people achieve that. So what I'm doing, guys, this is no obligations, it's free. It's just a 30-minute call. If you're interested, I'd like to have a chat with you about your intentions. If you want to just clear up, get a little bit more specific, get a little bit more clear on what's important and what's not, get a bit more aligned with how to set goals, smart goals, I can help you with that. I'd love to. It'd be my honor. The reason why I want to do this, guys, is because I know how hard it is to start the year off with goals and then not to finish it. I've done it year and year and year and year and year again and again. And it's not nice. I want to finish the year as I intended to when I started out. And I've improved in that sense, but that's only because I've become more connected with what's important and what's not and really connected with that. And then I've just stayed aligned with that. And that's become easier and easier. I'm still not perfect. I still haven't achieved all the goals I wanted to last year, and I probably won't this year. But I'm more aligned, and in the process, it's not really about the goals or attaching to the expectations of finishing the goals. It's just about the pursuit, having joy in that pursuit. And that's, I think, what I really want to help people with, because I believe if we can enjoy what we're doing day to day, all the way through the year, we can live with this greater sense of happiness, with this greater sense of freedom and fulfillment. And when we do that, we're happier. We're better able to serve others. We're better able to contribute. We're better able to dissolve the suffering of our life. And if each of us can just live a little bit more happily, 10% more happily, then that's just going to make a great difference in our lives and in all those other people around us. And as a society as a whole, that's going to transform the world. So that's really what I want to do. So if you guys are open for that, then I would love to have a chat with you. All you need to do is just email me. My email address is available at thehiddenwhy.com, thehiddenwhyguy@gmail.com. Email me, just put in the subject field, I don't know, New Year's chat, something like that. And let's connect. Let's have that chat. I'd love to. I'd absolutely love to. So that's it, guys. That's it from me this morning. I hope you're well. I hope you enjoy this short thought. It is about waking up. I think it's pretty timely. It is the new year. And I think every day, every week, as I say in this post, every year we get a new beginning, a new chance. And it is a choice that we can make. The choices are not always easy, or perhaps not the choice so much, but the actions are not always easy. To move in the directions of the choice that we really want to make. But we can do it. We can all do it. So that's what this is about. Don't squander anymore. Don't be asleep. Live life to the fullest. Live the life that you want, because it'll all be over at some stage. We don't know when. But we might as well use it. We might as well really live it. And live it importantly, aligned as closely as you can to what fills you up, what makes you come alive. Because when we are alive, that's when we're better able to serve and contribute to others as well. So that's what it's all about, guys. This short, it's about a 4 minute take, short thought, which I titled Wake Up. Enjoy, guys. Chat at the other end. Thank you. Wake up. To be awake is to become more aware. To become more aware of how our life is influenced. To become more aware of the ways in which we are coerced into believing and living a particular kind of existence. It is the engineered design to our reality. The creation of the delusional state of being that enslaves us to a conditioned life. A life not of deep happiness, joy, peace, and calmness, but a life of suffering. A life characterized by confinement, conformity, craving, agitation, dissatisfaction, attachment, hollowness, and even loneliness. It is an agenda designed for the purpose of survival, yet this same agenda is now, more than ever before, ineffective in meeting its primary goals. The novelty of the modern world has us living lifestyles that, combined with the fragile and confusing state of the human consciousness, are counter-purposeful to life's agenda. The same mechanics of the body and mind designed for our longevity and survival are being used less and less wisely. Perhaps there is an intent or deeper purpose than what we yet understand or can even conceptualize. For whatever the case, from my perspective, the current state of society and how we live our lives doesn't make a whole lot of sense. We seem to be driving ourselves towards destruction, extinction, an intent that has the polar opposite to that of survival. Although death is the ambition for life, death motivates us to not only survive, but to thrive, to use our time in a way that creates meaning, freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. The quicker that we race towards extinction, the faster we may wake up. The loss of our story, the disillusion of hope. There are errors in the system. We've made mistakes as we've progressed forward. The only way out is to wake up. And to do this, we need to practice awareness. Remove the distractions of everyday life. Connect back to the important pursuits of life. Connect once again to the most fundamental needs of what it means to be human, to discard the bullshit that has consumed and confined our lives by letting go, by waking up. In awareness, we may find calmness, peace, and clarity, so we can once again focus on what is essential. That is when meaning will arise. That is where we will dissolve our pains and remove the poisons as we move towards an enlightened state of existence. We never know when death may arrive. So to sleep away the time that we have now in hate, anger, addiction, sorrow, suffering, discontent, stagnation, or any of the other negative states of being is pointless. It's fruitless. Don't sleep it away. The time to wake up is now. Every day, every week, every month, every year, we get a new beginning. Don't squander it asleep. Live life to the brink of your potential, dreams, and desires. Wake up. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, guys and girls. That is my solo rant for this week. Guys, I really hope you enjoyed it. I hope you've received some value. Guys, it is my goal, it's my wish that each of these episodes that I do, you are left feeling a little bit more inspired, perhaps even a little bit more educated. I want to really share with you my thoughts, my perspectives, the things that I'm learning, perhaps even some tools and practices that can help you transition from a life with unease, a life that is sufferable, a life that is maybe filled with hate or regret, to a life that is beautiful, a life that has a deeper sense of joy and happiness present at each moment, regardless of the pleasure or pain that you might be experiencing in that given moment. Guys, if you love The Hidden Why, if you love what I'm doing here, you can support the show in a number of different ways. Firstly, you can subscribe to the podcast and subscribe to my newsletter at thehiddenwhy.com. If you have the time and haven't already, you can leave us a review on iTunes. It's a 1-to-5-star review with a quick comment. You can also connect with me, guys. I love your feedback. I love your suggestions. I love your comments. So connect with me at thehiddenwhy.com. You can leave comments in any of the show notes that you listen to there. You can also reach me directly through my email address and then in any of the social media platforms available there. You can also support the show by using the Amazon links within each of the show notes. And that does help support the show. Guys, that's really it. Other than that, go out there. Breathe more passion into every single moment. Do everything with greater purpose. And in doing so, you will discover your hidden why. You will discover a life with greater meaning, freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. Thank you.